Morning. Today's Daven Erevin Mem Gimel. We are Torah Zaban Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're going to begin this morning about 10 dozen lines from the bottom of the Amud. We're starting with the word Zamarav. Go back to the Mishnah on Mem Alef Amud Beis and a machlokas amongst the Tanaim regarding being on a boat. If you look back at the Mishnah, Misha Otsiyo Nachrim Aruch Ro Ein Lo Ela Dala Amos Echzir Kolo Ikil Lo Yatsa. The first halacha of the Mishnah had to do with somebody who was extracted from his tchum and then brought back into his tchum against his will. And then, what happens if that person was taken into another city? So let's say the person was taken into another city and it was an enclosed area. Deer, sahar. So these are enclosed areas. So a question now becomes the following. When you are taken out of your tchum, you are only given dala amos. If that, let's say that area that you're taken out of also happens to be an enclosed area. So now what becomes of that status, whether or not you could walk within the entire enclosed area, assuming, of course, that the enclosed area is more than four amos. So here we have a major machlokas amongst the Tanaim. In the Mishnah, I'm just reviewing the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Omer Mahalach is Kula. So the Shita's Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari is that you're allowed to walk over the total area, that entire enclosed area is going to have the status of dalar amos. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Ein Lo Ella Dal Amos. Positions of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva are Machmir, and they say that no, that once you're extracted outside of your Tchum, you can only walk within four Amos, and you're not given the entire area of that enclosure. Then the Mishnah brought down the following, a actual incident that occurred, Maaser Shabbal, Me Pandar Sin, V'Fligus V'Nasam B'Yam. So the Gemara cites an episode in which these four Tanaim were on a boat. And what happened was is that after the boat docked, and we're going to assume that it docked on Erev Shabbos, and it was there. It was there during the Benes Rosh period. So that means to say that that port, they were still on the boat. And that port in which they docked now served as their Makom Shvisa, as their point of center. And now what happened was is that the boat went back out into the water. And presumably, they didn't elect to do so. Whatever the case was, the boat took him outside of Tchum. And so here you have a circumstance where basically you started Shabbos now at a particular location, and then you were moved. All these four Tanaim were on the boat, and they were moved offshore, and they went more than 2,000 amos. And so here now becomes the question. The boat is an enclosed area, and can they walk now throughout the entirety of the boat, or are they confined only to their four amos? And here, Machlokas. Machlokas, it actually played out in an event. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Halchus Kula. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were able to walk over the area of the entire boat as per their shita. And Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zazu midala amasher rasa lahachmir latzman. And the shita, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, is that they were machmir and they only walked within the four amos where they were on the boat because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. The Gemara is going to pick up on that language of the Mishnah. They wanted to be machmir upon themselves. What does that mean? Isn't there a position that you're not allowed to walk any more than for amos? What does that mean? They wanted to be machmir upon themselves. And then the Mishnah tells another story, which is not relevant to our discussion for today. So that is what we're reviewing in terms of the Mishnah. Good. So we have now a machlokas hatanayim, whether or not when a person is moved from outside from his tchum to outside of his tchum, so and he's moved into an enclosed area, is he allowed to walk within the entire area, in that enclosed area? So good. So that's the machlokas hatanayim, which we saw back in the Mishnah. Where do we stand in terms of the halacha, the accepted halacha? That's where we begin this morning. Mem Beis Amud Beis, about a dozen lines from the bottom of the Amud. We start with Amarav. So Amarav, Hilchasa Kerem Gamliel B'dir V'sar Usfina. So Rav says that the halacha falls like Rem Gamliel, which is taking the more machmir position in the case of the deer, the sar, the sfina, in all these cases. So we're going to be passing the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel, that is to say that you only have four amos. I apologize. It's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua take the more machmir position. Rabbi Gamliel takes the more makel position. So Rav over here is taking the more makel position in all these scenarios. Ushmul Amar Hilchasak Rabbi Gamliel B'sfina. So Ushmul says the halacha falls like Rabbi Gamliel as it relates to a boat. Ava B'dir V'sar Lo. But when it comes to a static enclosure, like the deer, like the sar, so then no, the halacha does not fall like Rabbi Gamliel, but rather the halacha falls like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua, who are more machmir. Now, dekule alma mias halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'sfina. Now, as what is agreed to by Rav and Shmuel, despite the fact that they're debating the halacha by a deer in a sohar, a static enclosed area, but when it comes to the boat, everyone's in agreement that the halacha falls like Rav and Gamliel. And that means to say that you can walk over the entire area of the boat. Why should that be? My taima. So that demands an explanation. Why should that be? So here, later Amoraim are going to explain why it is that both Rav and Shmuel see the case of the boat being something where we're for sure going to be mako like Rav and Gamliel, and the Gemara is going to give us two svaras in terms of why that should be. So Amar Rabba hol v'Shabbos ba'avir mechitzas mi bo yom. So Rabba says as far as like this, because the enclosed area that you're in, i.e. the boat, so it's true that you've been moved outside of your tchum, but you're in the same enclosure. The boat is where you started off on Shabbos, and despite the fact now that the boat moved, which means that you now are in a new location, but you're in a new location vis-a-vis your original tchum. But vis-a-vis those walls, it's the same walls that are enclosing you. So therefore, Rabbah says that's why both Rav and Shmuel are going to be of the position that you can walk within the entire area of the boat, because it's the same walls. And Rabbi Zera Amar Hov Esfinasa Natlasa Mitchilaso Arba Umenachto Besof Arba. Rabbi Zera gives a different svara, and that is that the boat's in motion. It's not the same four amos with every step you take. Now, exactly what this means, so Rashi really struggles. Rashi offers three different explanations in terms of what it means. Rashi prefers the third explanation, so I'm just going to move on to Rashi's third explanation. Interesting, Rashi quotes his uncle. Rashi, towards the bottom of the Amud, four lines from the bottom, Vizel Lashon Dodi, Rabbi Shimon, Mipi Arav, Lishna Achrina, Klamar. So over here, he's quoting now, number three of three Pshatim, but as you'll see in just a moment, he favors this Pshat. Klomer, kisha okis raglo kodem shinechenu asfina motziu midala amos shelo v'nichnas l'toch arba amos acheros al karcho. Every step that you're taking, because the boat is in motion, so that means to say that you are not going to be walking within the same four amos. And v'havale kemisha otziu nachri chutz me'arba amosav v'nasu l'toch arba amos acheros. And so that means to say it would be analogous to where you're being picked up by a non-Jew and moved from one Dal Amos to another Dal Amos. Shenos nalo arba amos v'chein la'olam. And so that means to say that with every step that you're taking, you're going to be situated in a new Dal Amos. So there is no reason why you're going to be limited to the four Amos, because there are no four Amos. Every step that you take, you're being put in a new four Amos because the boat's in motion. V'chein la'olam v'zeikar. And Rashi says this, in fact, is the preferred pshat. Okay, so what we have over here is an agreement between Rav and Shmuel that if you are in a boat and you've been moved outside of your tchum, so you're given the entire area of the boat and where you can walk around. And that is, that Rav and Shmuel agreed to. They disagree regarding Dir V'Sohar, whether we adopt the more stringent position or the more lenient position. But when it comes to a boat, there is full agreement between Rav and Shmuel, and the Amoraim are giving now two svaras why there's agreement by a boat. The first svara, that of Rava, is because you're enclosed within the same walls, meaning the boat, you're looking at the same walls of the boat, despite the fact that you've been moved outside of your tchum. And Rabbi Zera's svara is because the boat is in motion. Okay, now, nafka minas, the Gemara says, yeah, actually there are nafka minas between these two positions. So one nafka mina would be, let's say that the walls of the boat are not 10 tfachim high. It's like a raft, and so therefore there are no walls of enclosure. So under those circumstances, you lost the svara of Rabba. So if you subscribe to Rabba's svara, so you don't have that svara anymore because you don't have walls. On the other hand, Rabbi Zera says it's all a function of motion, and over here you are in motion, so therefore you'd be allowed to walk in the entire area, in the entire perimeter of the boat. Inami, another nafka mina would be bekofitz mitzvina l'sfina. Let's say you jump from one boat to another boat. Jumping from one boat to another boat. So according, you lost Rabba Svara. Rabba says that's because it's the same walls. Once you were jumping onto a new boat, it's not the same walls. Now it's new walls. Whereas according to Rabbi Zera, it's all a function of motion. So as long as the second boat is in motion, so then you are being moved from your Dal Amos to a new Dal Amos, and therefore you're allowed to traverse over the entire area of the boat. Good. So the Gemara brings down now two Svaras, why the boat should be different. And the Gemara brought two Nafkaminas, why when we would have one svara, not the other svara. Now the Gemara wants to know, why did Rabbi Zera not appreciate Rabba's svara? So the Gemara gives a svara, which quite frankly, we saw a similar svara like this earlier in the Masechta, and that is that when you're talking about walls, Walls only have halachic significance, halachic status, when they are built for the interior area in which it encloses. If the purpose of the walls is for something exterior, so that does not have the halachic designation of a wall. The walls of a boat is just to keep the water out of the boat. And so therefore they are not designed, its main purpose is not for the interior, it's for an exterior purpose, and so therefore they don't function as walls. That's why Rabbi Zera does not like Rabbi's argument. V'rabba maitam alo'amak Rabbi Zera. Now why does Rabbi reject Rabbi Zera's argument? Rabbi Zera's argument of motion is a very good argument. However, you want to understand the argument of motion, Rashi gives three different ways to explain it. We only went over the third, but still, the argument of motion is a strong argument. Why doesn't Rabba agree with that? So the Gemara says, "B'mahalachas kuleam lo pligi." So the Gemara says, you know what? Upon further review, Rabba actually does like the argument of motion. And so therefore, if the boat was in motion, so then there would be no debate. Rabbi Zera and Rabba would agree. Ki pligi kishamda. The entire debate between Rabbi Zera and Rabba is when the boat is not in motion. Rabba will tell you, well, look, the fact that the boat is not in motion, okay, so you lost the motion argument, but you still have the wall argument, meaning it's the same walls that enclosed you. And as we just learned, Rabbi Zera rejects that argument. So the Gemara now further limits the debate between Rabba and Rabbi Zera to when the boat is stagnant and the boat is not in motion. Once the boat's in motion, so then you have agreement between Rabbi Zera and Rabba. Am Rabbi Nachman, Yitzchak Masi Sanami Deka, Dememalachas Lo Pligi. Rabbi Nachman, Bar Yitzchak says, look, let's carefully reread the Mishnah. Let's carefully analyze the Mishnah. I'm showing you now that in the Mishnah, they're not arguing if the boat is in motion. How do I know that? Mimai Midiktani. Because now we get to reread the Mishnah, and we're going to do so carefully. Maisa Shabbat mi pandar sin, vi fligus finasam bayam. So again, they started our Shabbos off at the port, on the boat. And then what happened was is that, and for whatever reason, they didn't disembark from the boat. And now the boat on Shabbos moved away from the port and into the ocean. Again, they were taken away from their tchum. So Rebbe Gamliel ben Azariah halchu es kula. So Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as per their position, says that you're allowed to walk within the entire perimeter of the boat. It's no different than the case of the deer in the Sahar. And Rebbe Yoshua, Rebbe Akiva, lo zazam arba amos shavatz lachem el asman. And the sheet is Rebbe Yoshua and Rebbe Akiva is that no, you can. They did not want to walk more than four amos from where they were situated. Now, again, careful reading of the Mishnah, Ratzu lahachmir al atzman, they wanted to be machmir upon themselves. Now, Iyamar bishlama b'mahalachas lo pligi. Now, the boat was in motion. We're assuming here the boat's in motion. Now, if that's true, and let's also assume that really they're not debating, hainid diktani ratzu. So now I understand that the wording of the Mishnah is very precise. It says that Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Kiva wanted to be machmir upon themselves. That means to say that fundamentally, they also agreed that you could walk around the entire area of the boat, but they wanted to be machmir. And why did they want to be machmir? Dilma amda. Because they were afraid that maybe the boat would stop. And only in a stagnant boat do they really feel that you are limited to the four amos. But if the boat's in motion, they fundamentally agree with Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, good. So then the wording of the Mishnah is very precise. But if really the truth of the matter is that they're arguing not only on a stagnant boat, but even in a boat in motion, so so then the language of the Mishnah really doesn't make any sense. They want to be machmer. What does that mean, they want to be machmer? Their position seemingly would be that it is usser. So the language of the Mishnah does not fit in, assuming that they're arguing not only by a stagnant boat, but even by a boat in motion. Good. So the Gemara now, after critical reading of the Mishnah, assumes that their argument is only limited to a boat that's stagnant, not a boat in motion. I'm Rav Ashi Masnisa Medeka, and Rav Ashi says again, you look at the Mishnah, read the Mishnah again carefully, and you're going to see this in the Mishnah. Diktani Sfina Dumya Didir Vesahar, because as we already reviewed the Mishnah first recorded the debate between the Tanaim in the case of an enclosure. Nachrim took you out of your tchum and put you in a deer v'sahar. Those are obviously stagnant enclosures. And they are not, and they're not moving, obviously. And they're just simple enclosures. And there, the debate ensues. So, ma deer v'sahar dikvi, asfina nami dikvi. And then the Mishnah moved on to the case of the boat. And so, it is fair to assume the case of the boat is similar to the case of the deer v'sahar. just like the deer for Sahar are talking about stagnant enclosures, so too the boat is talking about a boat that's not in motion, similar to the case of deer for Sahar. And that's when they are fundamentally debating. But if the boat's in motion, so then, in principle, so Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua would agree with the positions of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you're allowed to carry within the entire area of the boat. Now the Gemara concludes. So, Rav Acha says to Rav Ashi, the halacha is like Rav Gamliel as it relates to a boat. Hilchasa mechlad de pligi. Now the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. By you saying that the halacha falls like Rav Gamliel, so that indicates that there's an argument on this issue. So the Gemara says, yes, there is an argument on this issue. Vahatanya. Let's take a look at the following brisa. Chananya. In this brisa, we're introduced to Chananya, who in parentheses is the nephew of Rabbi Yehoshua. So Omer, whether or not that's the original part of the brisa, it doesn't matter. In other words, factually, it's correct. Anyway, Chananya Omer kol oso hayom yashlu v'dana b'davar. So that whole day they deliberated. And halacha, emesh hichriya achi abi halacha k'rabbi Gamliel b'sfina, v'halacha k'rabbi Kiva b'dir v'sahar. And then yesterday, my uncle meaning he's describing Rabbi Yeshua over here, says that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel as it relates to a boat. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva as it relates to a deer v'sahar. So what do you see over here? By deciding the halacha to be Rabbi Gamliel in the case of a boat, that means that they were deliberating and they were debating even in the case of the boat. So it's clear here in the Braisa that even in the case of the boat, there is a machlokas. And so it is proof that the machlokas exists even in the case of the boat. And so it is fair to say now that the halacha falls like Rabbi Gamliel because there is a machlokas even in the case of the boat. Okay, Ad Kan takes us to the first half of today's daf, and the first discussion that we had is the decision of who to follow, like in the case where a person is extracted outside of his tchum. A machlokas in the Mishnah, in a case where a person was taken outside of his tchum, relocated to an area outside of his tchum, so how much can he walk in that new area? So if that new area is an unenclosed area, so then agreement that you only have dala amos, you can only be within those 4 amos. If you are moved into an enclosed area, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are mekel, and that you can walk within the entire enclosed area, and the shita of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva is that they're machmir, and then the incident regarding the boat, and each of the Tanaim follow their respective positions. And what we've discussed up until now is one, machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, as to whether or not we pass like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of the boat, or also in the case of the deer and the sohar. And the Gemara notes that according to both Rav and Shmuel were passing like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of the boat. And then the two svaras of why that should be. The Gemara brought in the svar of Rabba, the svar of Rabbi Zera, why we should be makel in the case of the boat, either because you're enclosed by the same walls, that's Rabba, or Rabbi Zera says because the boat's in motion. The Gemara then noted that if the boat's in motion, even Rabba is going to agree to the svar of Rabbi Zera. And that means to say that a boat in motion is certainly you are able to walk within the entire area. And then the Gemara read the Mishnah critically, where this position that when the boat's in motion, even Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua are going to be makel, so that's borne out by a critical reading of the Mishnah. Okay, what I'm going to bypass for our daf this morning, but I'm just going to highlight, is the Tosus over here, Divrei Maschal Halacha Kerem Gamliel B'Sfina. So Tosus spends a lot of time discussing the permissibility of going on a boat for Shabbos, right? In other words, the classic discussion of going on a cruise, and the cruise is going to take place over the course of Shabbos. Would that be acceptable? Would that be allowed? Our Mishnah is zeroed in, focused only on one aspect, and that's the aspect of Tchum. Outside of that, and the question of whether or not you're allowed to go out more than 4 amos than where you were situated on the boat. But in other words, our Mishnah doesn't deal with the larger question of was it okay to even go onto the boat in the first place. So Tosfos spends a lot of time over here discussing the question of whether or not it would be okay to go on the boat in the first place, knowing that the boat's going to go out and you're going to be going beyond your tchum on Shabbos. See Tosfos for a lengthy discussion on this topic. By Rav Chananya, the rest of today's daf, we're going to be asking a second question dealing with one other issue over the course of this morning, and that's the following. Just in terms of a quick introduction to the Gemara's upcoming discussion, here's what we already know. We know that when it comes to a Rishus HaRabim, so Rishus HaRabim, if one were to carry four Amos in Rishus HaRabim, one would be Chayev. But we also know that Rishus HaRabim has a ceiling, a halachic ceiling of 10 Tfachim. That means that any area in Rishus HaRabim that's above 10 Tfachim is not Rishus HaRabim, but rather it's a Makom Pater. And not only is that true regarding a Rishus HaRabim, it's also true regarding a Carmelis as well. Rishus HaYachid Ola L'Rakia. Rishus HaYachid, that domain just goes up ad infinitum. So as far as a Rishus HaYachid is concerned, so there is no halachic ceiling to a Rishus HaYachid. But when it comes to a Rishus HaRabim and a Carmelis, so its halachic ceiling is 10 Tfachim. Okay. And somehow, if you can, I know this is going to sound a little bit silly, but if you can levitate above 10 Tfachim in Rishus HaYachid, so one is not going to be in violation of being Mavir Dal Amos. Or if one threw an item where the starting point was above 10 Tfachim in a Rishus HaRabim, and instead of giving the scenario of levitation, let's just simply say that there's a pole in the Rishus HaRabim, and the pole is less than Dalet al Dalet. So, and then one started with that an item on the top of the pole and moved that item into a Rishus HaYachid. So the item did not start in a Rishus HaRabim because it was above 10 Tfachim. Fine. So all this is the starting point of our discussion. So we know that when it comes to certain domains on Shabbos, so it does not, it simply does not extend above 10 Tfachim. Rishus HaRabim Karmelis. What about Tchum? And so the Gemara's discussion is going to be the following. Do we say that Tchum also has a halachic ceiling? And that means to say that the Tchum restriction is only going to be within 10 Tfachim of the ground. But once you're above 10 Tfachim of the ground, so you're not going to be restricted to Tchum. Which actually means one of two things. One is that means to say that if you, let's say you hit your limit, you've gone to now the edge of your Tchum, and again, just I'm dealing more in the theoretical, in the abstract, and then you were able to levitate and then go forward, so that would be okay, because the Isser of Tchum is only limited to when you're within 10 Tfachim. Or it also means that let's say you started Shabbos above 10 Tfachim. If you started Shabbos above 10 Tfachim, that means that you have not established a Makom Shvisa. And so that means to say that the first time that now you enter within 10 Tfachim, that's going to become your Makom Shvisa. Now, it gets complicated because the Makom Shvisa is acquired during the Ben HaShemeshes period, and if you were above 10 Tfachim during the Ben HaShemeshes period, so then at what point exactly are you being Kone your Makom, because you are... It's not during the Ben HaShemeshes period. Anyway, but, okay. So, admittedly, it does get a little bit complex, but the idea, the very basic question, the nature of the question is Tchum confined to only within 10 Tfachim of the ground? So, Yesh Tchumim Lamala Me'asara, or Ein Tchumim Lamala Me'asara? The Gemara asks this very question. So, first the Gemara frames the question a little bit sharper. Amud Gavo Asar V'rachavar Baloti Bailach Taras Mechtehi. Look, if we're talking basically about a pedestal that is above 10 Tfachim, but it's an area 4x4, so the Gemara says that's a mound. And so therefore, if you're standing on top of it, that'd be no different than standing on a mountain. This is obviously a small mountain, but still, an area 4x4. So we're certainly going to recognize that by standing on top of it, you are within Tchum, meaning that you are standing on something which is a solid area. It's the Gemara described it as Aras Mechta. It's just ground that is that's thick. It's basically... it's standing on the top of the mountain. So, Kiti Balach Ba'amud Gavoa Asar Ve'in Rechav Arba'a. Let's say that the mound is less than 4x4, an area 4x4. Inami Dekaza Bekfitza. Or, another way to describe it is that you're jumping high in the air, above 10 Tfachim. Lishna Achrina Besfina. Or, let's bring it all around full circle now, and let's bring it to our discussion, and that is the discussion of the boat. Because the Gemara's assumption is that as much as the boat is on the water is not the ground. The water, it's as if the boat is hovering above the ground. What's the ground? The ground is the seabed. So that means to say now that as the boat is no longer in shallow water, but the boat goes now into deeper water, so basically the boat now is above 10 Tfachim of the ground. Okay, perfect. So now we took the abstract question and we brought it into a practical case of the case of the boat. So my... so what would be the halacha? Meaning, do we say that Tchum would apply even above 10 Tfachim? Amar Rav Oshia Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, let's consider the following. And that is by Mishnah. Ma'aseh shebal mipandar sim v'hifligus v'nasam b'yam. Okay, the Gemara just quotes a snippet because we already are very familiar with the Mishnah. Now, Iyamar b'shlami yesh Tchumim mishum hachi ratzu. So the Gemara says, now, if we're saying that there is Tchum above 10 Tfachim, then I can understand the Shitas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua who wanted to be Machmer. Eli Amart Ein Tchumim, but if we say that there is no institution of Tchum above 10 Tfachim, am I Ratsu? Why would Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua even contemplate being Machmer? They are well above 10 Tfachim from the ground. There's no reason to be Machmer whatsoever. The Gemara says that's not true. The Gemara says, no, there is a reason to be machmer. Because you're only 10 tefachim above the ground if the water's deep. But let's say the boat enters very shallow water, so then it's possible that you're going to be within 10 tefachim of the ground, so there is a reason to be machmer. Tashma, the Gemara says, consider. We're now going to the last case of the Mishnah. Last case of the Mishnah is that they were out at sea, and they were headed towards the port, and they got there only after it got dark. And then through some sort of telescope, we'll discuss it in a little more detail tomorrow, so they were able to ascertain that they were within Tchum. Now, Iyamar b'shlamim yesh Tchumim Shapir. Now, if you're saying that there's Tchum, so that's very good. Meaning that we're assuming now that before they approached the port, before they arrived at the port, so they were in somewhat deep water. They were above 10 tefachim from the ground, from the seabed, and yet they were having a discussion of were they within tchum or were they not within tchum. But ela yamart in tchum. But if you're assuming that there's no tchum, so kilo ha'ina besocha tchum ma'havi. So the Gemara says I don't understand. Even if they were greater than 2,000 amas away from the port, but if they were above 10 tefachim from the seabed, so then there shouldn't even be a discussion or consideration. Meaning, if we're saying that tchum does not exist above 10 tefachim, so then there's no problem whatsoever. So Amarava ba malach is barakak. Again, the Gemara's response is, you made the assumption that they were in deep water. You don't know that they were in deep water. Maybe they were in shallow water. And so therefore they were within 10 tefachim of the seabed. Okay, Tashma. The Gemara says, consider the following Hanishev Shmaisa, the it amram b'safra b'shabasakame derav chista, b'sura, b'hadei panya b'shabasakame derava, b'pumpedisa. So the Gemara says, let's consider the following, and that is that there was Shef Shmaisa, right? Gemara and Chulin describing seven halachic questions that had to do with the trefa, and these seven statements of Amarayim. So they were first said over in the Beis Medrash, in Rav Chista's Beis Medrash, in the town of Sura, and then later that very same Shabbos, so the same person brought it over to the town of Pumbedisa. So in Pumbedisa are considerable distances from one another. There is no way that you can travel from Sura to Pumbedisa without violating Tchum Shabbos. So, who was the person who brought it over? So, we don't know at this point in time, but somebody did. And how did he get from Sura to Pumbedisa within the same Shabbos? So first, how did he get there? Just in general, you can ask the question just from the most basic level that it is at a serious distance from one another, and to get from one to the other within the same Shabbos, that in and of itself already is a neat fit, is a neat trick. But aside from that, even if just to move past that point, halachically, it's prohibited. In other words, one has to violate Tchum. So, man amrinun, lav Eliyahu amrinun. So the Gemara says, okay, now, in terms of the courier of this information, so the Gemara makes an assumption, and that it's Eliyahu Navi. Now, Alma ain't Chumam Amalam Yasara. The Gemara is assuming for the remainder of today's daf that Eliyahu's method of transportation, okay, is supernatural, and that when he travels above 10 tefachim. And so, and the Gemara's another assumption the Gemara is making is that obviously he's going to be abiding by the halachas of Shabbos. So, if he's going to be traveling more than above 10 tefachim, so then that's very good. So then he's not going to be confined to Tchum. So the Gemara says, if the courier of this information is Eliyahu Navi, so then that's very good. And it also assumes that there's no Tchum above 10 Tvachim. But the Gemara says, all these are assumptions, and it's not necessarily correct. Lo, Dilma Yosef Shida Aminu. The Gemara says, maybe it's Yosef the Shade. Now, literally translated, it means it's we're talking about a demon transporting this information. To say it a little bit more simpler, a little bit more in the world of natural, right? Rashi writes over here, Yosef Shida Dolo Minter Shabasa. It could just be talking about somebody who's not a Shomer Shabbos, meaning someone who is interested in the learning, but not interested in the keeping of the mitzvot. And so over here, we could be describing somebody who's just simply not a Shomer Shabbos, who went from Surah to Pumbedisa. Okay, and so therefore he violated Tchum, and that can just simply be the explanation of that story. Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, let's consider the following. Harini Nazir, B'yom Sheben David Ba. A person makes the following declaration. He states that he's going to be a Nazir, but under the following condition. And that is, on the day the Mashiach comes, I take upon myself Niziros. Okay? What the connections are, why that person wants to make that kind of neder and connect it to the day in which Mashiach comes. Okay. I have no good explanation in terms of what motivated such a neder and such a clause. But regardless, the point is as follows. So that individual is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and on Yontif. Now, why would that be? So the assumption is because on Shabbos and Yontif, Mashiach will not be coming. For the Mashiach to be coming on Shabbos and Yontif, so he's going to be coming from outside of Tchum, and Mashiach is not going to be violating the Isser of Shabbos, the Isser of Tchum Shabbos. So you can rest assured on Shabbos that Mashiach is not going to come. And the Usser, Lishos Yain, Kol Yomos Achol, but the other days of the week, from Sunday to Friday, so it is possible that Mashiach can come, and so therefore, based on the possibility that Mashiach can come, so this person who made the neder must take that into consideration, and therefore not drink wine, not from Sunday to Friday. So the way we're articulating it right now is that for Shabbos he can drink wine, but from Sunday to Friday, because of the chance that Mashiach could come, so therefore he is not allowed to drink wine. Later at the end of this discussion, the Gemara is going to ask a pretty obvious question, which is, once the neder takes effect on Sunday, so that means that he's a potential Nazir. He's a possible Nazir. And so that obviously now kicks in and takes effect at least for 30 days. And that would cover Shabbos as well. Okay, so at the end of this, the Gemara is going to ask that question. But anyway, but right now, let's keep with our simple understanding of the statement. It's a, seemingly it's a brisa. The Gemara did not, okay, whatever. Could be a brisa. Anyway, so, Iyamar Bishlama. So now, let's take the following into consideration. The Gemara says, on the top of the Amud base, Iyamar Bishlama Yesh Chomim. So if we say that Chom applies even above 10 Tvachim, Hainu de Bishabasos V'yamim Tovim, Mutter. So then I understand that Mashiach is restricted from coming. Again, more assumptions the Gemara is making is that Mashiach is going to be traveling, and Mashiach will be traveling above 10 Tfachim. Okay? Not clear as to why the Gemara makes necessarily that assumption, okay? But the Gemara does. So now we understand that Mashiach is going to be restricted. But so the Gemara says, but here's what I don't understand, and that is that if we're saying that Tchum does not apply above 10 Tfachim, so then there is no restriction. Mashiach could come, even on Shabbos and even on Yantar. So the Gemara says, Shani Asim Damakra, Hina Anochi Sholech Lachem, Es Eliyahu Navi. So the Gemara says, no. The reason why Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos is because we know that Mashiach is going to be heralded. Heralded by Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is coming one day in anticipation of Mashiach, announcing the arrival of Mashiach. And Vahalo Asa Eliyahu Me'esmo. So the reason why on Shabbos we're assured that Mashiach is not coming is not because of a restriction of Shabbos and Tchum Shabbos. Maybe no. Maybe as far as Shabbos is concerned, Mashiach can make his way over here. Even though he's coming from outside of Tchum, but he can come above 10 Tvachim, there's no restriction. The reason why we're not worried about him coming on Shabbos is because there was no announcement on Erev Shabbos by Eliyahu. So the Gemara says, Yach b'chol kol yom v'yom anam lishtar. So the Gemara says, wait one second. If that's true, so then if every single day that we weren't given an announcement the day prior, so we know that Mashiach is not coming that day. This person would be allowed to drink wine every day. The Gemara says, "Dahalo asa Eliyahu me'esmo." Look, no announcement that from Eliyahu of the previous day. So Ela Arminu lebezin agadol asa, hachinami lema lebezin agadol asa. So the Gemara says, well, in terms of the announcement of Eliyahu Navi, it could be that Eliyahu Navi made the announcement to the Bezin agadol. And it wasn't broadcast to the entire Jewish people. So so here also we could say the same thing. So the Gemara says Kfar Mufrach Lehen LeYisrael She'in Al Yabal Lo Ba'arvei Shabbosos V'Lo Ba'arvei Yomim Tovim Mimnei HaTorah. So the Gemara says fine. So as far as Eliyahu Navi coming and making the announcement, it could happen on any given day, and it could also happen in theory, in principle, on a Friday as well. The reason why we're not concerned about this is because we have a tradition. The tradition is that Elio is not coming on a Friday, nor on an Erev Yontif, because we're so busy preparing, so he's not going to want to interfere with our preparations. So the Gemara says, Kasak adachem ade Elio lo asa Mashiach nami lo asa, b'male shabasa lishtarei. So the Gemara says, well, at least as a Havamina, look, if Eliyahu is not going to be coming on Erev Shabbos, why don't we say that Mashiach also is not going to be coming on Erev Shabbos, not to distract us from preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the Gemara's response is, no, there's a difference. Eliyahu lo asi Mashiach asi. Dekevet asi Mashiach kol avadim hen liYisrael. So, no. When it comes to Eliyahu not coming on a Friday or on an Erev Yom Tov, that's because, look, if he comes, so we're all going to be distracted from our preparation, and Eliyahu wouldn't do that. If Mashiach were to come on a Friday, no problem, because we'd all be distracted, but at the same time, with the arrival of Mashiach, so we would have others attending to our needs in terms of preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it wouldn't be a problem. So, Bechad v'Shabbat Lishtarei, so the Gemara says, okay, now, what about on Sunday? Can our Nazir, or potential Nazir, could he drink wine on Sunday? So presumably, the answer would be yes. So lishim ina de ain chomim di yesh chomim b'chabes shabbat lishtari the law asel aliyah b'shabbos. So the Gemara says, look, let's consider. We have established the rules that Mashiach is coming on the day after the heralding of Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi has to come first and herald. Now, if Eliyahu Navi is coming on a Shabbos, so that would mean that he'd be coming from outside of Tchum. Again, the assumption is in this whole discussion that he's coming from outside of Tchum. So if Eliyahu Navi is coming from outside of Tchum, so and he's coming on Shabbos, so again, another assumption is that he's not going to be violating Shabbos. So if he's walking with, if he is coming from above 10 Tfachim, so, and there's an Isser of Tchum even above 10 Tfachim, so we know that he wouldn't do that. He would be restricted. And that would mean now that this person who made his neder should be able to drink wine on Sunday, because Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Haytanis sefukim esafkelei yesh chumim yein chumim ulechumra." And so the Gemara's conclusion is that the author of this brisa is of the position of I don't know, right? That's the position, right? Sefukim esafke. I don't know if there's chum above 10 tefachim or if there's no chum above 10 tefachim. And so therefore, is Eliyahu coming on Shabbos? And an answer, it's not a definitive answer, but an answer is maybe. Maybe he's going to come on Shabbos. So, on the possibility that he's going to be coming on Shabbos, so now it's at least a possibility now that he's going to be coming on Shabbos, because even though he's coming from outside of Tchum, but maybe there's no restriction of Tchum above 10 Tfachim. So it's possible that he's going to be coming on Shabbos. Now that's possible that he's coming on Shabbos. And again, why don't we all hear about it? So we go back to the Gemara made a couple points ago, which is that it could be that he only disseminated the information to the Beis Din HaGadol. Fine. So it's possible that Eliyahu came on Shabbos. Possible now that Mashiach is coming now on Sunday. And that's why the Nazir cannot drink his wine on the Sunday. Okay, so after all is said and done, where do we land on the issue of whether or not there's Tchum above 10 Tfachim? The answer, at least according to this Brisa, is maybe. Admittedly, not a clear-cut answer, but that's where the Gemara lands. And finally, just to wrap up this discussion, so Dekai Amos Dekan Neder. Now the Gemara says, now I don't understand, when did this person make this declaration in the Neder? I foreshadowed this question at the beginning. The Gemara here now is articulating. Elam Dekai Bechol. The Gemara says, well, are we talking about where he made the Neder during the weekday? Kevin Dechal Alaha Neziros Hecha Asya Shabbasu Mafkalei. So the Gemara says, wait one second. Weekday is a candidate in terms of when Mashiach can come. So that means to say that his neder has now taken effect. Well, once the neder has taken effect, it's nazirus. It's going to last a minimum of 30 days. So then when you get into Shabbos, so now he's already covered by the neder, he can't drink wine that Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ela dekai b'shabasa. So the Gemara says that the person made the neder on Shabbos itself, v'kan neder. Uvi yom tov v'kan neder, or he was on yom tov itself and he made the neder. V'al yuma d'shari lei, v'kan ve'elech asur lei. So the ramifications of this price is that only on the Shabbos in which he made a neder, and only for that Shabbos, now he's allowed to drink wine. Subsequent to that Shabbos, meaning Sunday already is a possible day in which Mashiach can come. And that means to say that his neder now has officially kicked in. And so that means now the next Shabbos, he will not be able to drink wine. Okay, so all this is just a covering of when exactly does this person made such a neder. Okay, we'll stop over here at the two dots. Let's quickly recap our daf. In the beginning, we had a discussion between Rav and Shmuel as far as halacha. When a person is extracted from his tchum forcibly and moved outside of his tchum, so how much of, and he's moved into an enclosed area, so where can he walk within that enclosed area? So the opinions of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the entire enclosed area. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua say, no, only four amos. Then the discussion of the boat in the Mishnah, where all four of them were on the boat, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were Mekel, Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shur were Machmer as per their position. A discussion between Rav and Shmuel, what does the halacha follow like? They both agree that in a boat, the halacha follows like Rabbi Gamliel. They debate in the case of the deer in the Sahar, in a place where you were taken, in the case where you were taken into a standing enclosure. So, and Rav is Machmer, Shmuel is Mekel. Then, why are they agreeing about a boat? So, a machlokis of later Amorim, Rabban and Rabbi Zera. Rabbi says, because in the case of the boat, it's the same enclosure that you start in Shabbos. Rabbi Zera says, because a boat is in motion, and the Gemara gives nafkaminis between these two reasons. Ultimately, the Gemara concludes that even Rabbi agrees to the svar of Rabbi Zera, that when the boat's in motion, so you are not limited to Dal Amos. And again, why should that be? We go back to the Rashi on the bottom of Membeis and Membeis, where Rashi offers three different explanations. We only this morning went over the third explanation, which is the one Rashi preferred, which is that every step that you take, because the boat's in motion, you're not stepping within the same Dal Amos, and so basically you are forcibly being taken out constantly from one Dal Amos to another Dal Amos. Good. When all said and done, we know that the halacha is that on a boat that's in motion, everyone's in agreement that you can walk within the entire area of the boat. In terms of the permissibility of going on the boat altogether for Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't discuss it straight out. Tosfos has a lengthy discussion here on the Amud Aleph, the large Tosfos. Next discussion of the Gemara was about whether or not there's such an institution of Tchum above 10 Tfachim. We know Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Carmelis only has a halachic ceiling of 10 Tfachim. Are we saying the same thing regarding Tchum? Gemara is back and forth, lengthy discussion. Gemara's conclusion, indeterminate, in terms of whether or not there's Tchum above 10 Tfachim.